The Living Christ, the Testimony of the Apostles of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. We offer our testimony of the reality of Jesus Christ's matchless life and the infinite virtue of His great atoning sacrifice. None other has had so profound an influence upon all who have lived and yet will live upon the earth. He was the great Jehovah of the Old Testament, the Messiah of the New. Under the direction of His Father, He was the Creator of the earth. He walked the roads of Palestine, healing the sick, causing the blind to see, and raising the dead. He taught the truths of eternity, the reality of our premortal existence, and the purpose of our life on earth. We solemnly testify that His life, which is central to all human history, neither began in Bethlehem nor concluded on Calvary, ended on the cross. He was the firstborn of the Father, the only begotten Son in the flesh, the Redeemer of the world. He rose from the grave to become the firstfruits of them that slept. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 20. We declare solemnly that His priesthood and His church have been restored upon the earth. We testify that He will someday return to earth. He will rule as King of kings and reign as Lord of lords. We bear testimony as His duly ordained apostles that Jesus is the living Christ, the immortal Son of God. He is the great King Emmanuel, who stands today on the right hand of His Father. He is the light, the life, and the hope of the world. His way is the path that leads to happiness in this life and eternal life in the world to come. God be thanked for the matchless gift of His divine Son. Ensign, April 2000, pages 2 through 3. End of the article, The Living Christ, The Testimony of the Apostles of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.